This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The trade war between Washington and Beijing intensified Friday. Reuters trade correspondent Andrea Shalal reports.
In another dramatic development on Friday, President Trump has now increased the tariffs on two sets of Chinese imports. One already in effect, that's $250 billion worth of Chinese goods, and additional tariffs that go into effect September 1st and December 15th. Both go up by 5%. One rate goes from 25 to 30%. The more sensitive goods that will potentially really affect American consumers, laptops, toys, clothing, those go up from 10% to 15%.
President Trump, on his way to the G7 summit, commented on this trade dispute.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it, and they didn't. I'm doing it, and I have no choice, because we're not going to lose close to $1 trillion a year to China, and China understands that.
Trump made the announcement after China on Friday said it was placing additional tariffs on $75 billion worth of American products. North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to President Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported the launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news minutes later, saying North Korea had fired two unknown projectiles from the South Hamgyong province into the sea off its eastern coast. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump said in a tweet that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to stop launching the missiles in return to nuclear talks. This is VOA News. Hong Kong is gearing up for more protests, as some demonstrators plan to again target the city's airport over the weekend. Hong Kong police said Friday that the city's high court extended an order restricting protest at the airport. Hong Kong's airport authority also published a half-page notice in the newspapers urging people to love Hong Kong and not to block the airport. Protesters have called for an attempt Saturday to block aid routes to the airport, which could disrupt the complex if large numbers turn out. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has another bout with cancer. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Supreme Court says 86-year-old Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a tumor on her pancreas, and there's no evidence of the disease returning. Court says Ginsburg does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests and scans. She has had several bouts with cancer over the last 20 years. Last December, she had surgery for cancerous growths on her left lung. Tim McGuire, Washington.
France's leader Emmanuel Macron and soccer stars unite against the Amazon fires. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Rarely have a president and superstar soccer players been on the same page. But when it comes to the fires that are devastating the Amazon, they're uniting in sounding the alarm. Five-time World Player of the Year, Cristiano Ronaldo, beat Emmanuel Macron to the punch with his tweet urging action on the Amazon. That has already racked up more than 250,000 likes. Other soccer stars chimed in too, unusual in a sport whose professionals tend to avoid off-pitch issues. And from the world of tennis came a straight-to-the-point tweet from top-ranking Novak Djokovic. Heartbreaking, the winner of 16 majors wrote about a photo of forests aflame. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian-backed Syrian government offensive against the rebel-controlled Idlib enclave is putting Turkey's recent rapprochement with Russia to the test. Ankara, which backs the rebels, is voicing alarm over the attack, warning of a humanitarian crisis. With Damascus stepping up its assault on Idlib, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reached out Friday to his Russian counterpart, President Vladimir Putin. Moscow said they agreed to activate mutual efforts with the goal of liquidating the terrorist threat coming from the region. While Moscow and Ankara back rival sides in the Syrian civil war, the two countries have been cooperating to end the conflict as part of a broader rapprochement. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.